Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Shabbos. The previous Mishnah spoke about a stove, a double stove, and the halachas regarding keeping hot foods on that stove. So that's a double stove, which is wide at the top and wide at the bottom. The heat is not retained that much. However, the Mishnah now goes on to discuss a tanur. A tanur is a oven that is narrow at the top and wide at the bottom. It retains its heat much more, and the halachas are very different. Tanur shesikua bekasha v'gvava, the tanur that is heated with stubble and with straw, lo yitin bein mitocho bein me'aldabav, one may not put hot food before Shabbos to keep it on there on Shabbos, whether inside the stove or on the stove. That's in contrast to the stove that we saw in the Mishnah Aleph, the Kira, which doesn't retain its heat the same way. For the tanner, the chacham were a little bit more stringent. They were concerned that maybe the person might come to stoke it a little bit more. Kupach. A kupach is a stove that's somewhere in between the tanner and the stove that we learned about in Mishnah Aleph. And the Mishnah says, shesikuha b'kashav gvava, if it's being heated with kashav gvava, with straw and with stubble, harizeh kechirayim, it retains the same halachos as the stove mentioned in Mishnah Aleph. The gefes of eitzim, if it's heated with gefes of eitzim, with wood, hari hukataner, then it retains the halachas of the taner mentioned earlier in this Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel. Ein nosen beitza betzad hamecham b'shvil shetis galgel. One may not place an egg next to a hot kettle, lest it come slightly cooked. Shetis galgel means that it rolls, referring to the yolk and the white inside of the egg that rolls together when it cooks. The Chachamim enacted a gzeira that one may not cook with anything that is a derivative of heat or a derivative of sun heat. Midiraisa, one can cook with something that's the derivative of the sun, but the Chachamim were gozer against it. V'lo yafki ena b'sudarin. Similarly, one may not break an egg into a hot scarf that was heated by the sun. That's considered, according to the rabbis, cooking, which is prohibited on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi matir this specific situation. V'lo yatminena b'chol uva'avach drachim b'shvil shetitzaleha. Similarly, a person may not cover in sand or in dust of the roads an egg in order that it be roasted. A person cannot take dust, sand that was heated up by the sun and place an egg inside of it for the same reason that this is a derivative of the sun, which the Chachamim prohibited from cooking within.